One, two, three, four.
In a construction project to move oil across the United States, the Dakota Access Pipeline has been met with much resistance. The pipeline challengers have used art, song, video, and other creative outlets to raise awareness of the dangers they believe the pipeline has toward the environment. In Utah, Kelly Bullmash and Maylee Stokes are activists who were arrested earlier this year in southern Utah while protesting the chemical process of using tar sand rocks to develop oil. They wanted to expose the process's harmful effects they believe could cause pollutants to leak into the Colorado River, a river that is currently the source of water for 30 million people and supports the environment for many ecosystems. Kelly Bullmash uses music and poetry to share their message.
When I create art, it's inherently political, or as some would label it, activism, because I need to create to express myself, but also, like, you can use your words to tell a story, you can use your images to catch someone's eye and make them pay attention to whatever campaign or cause it is that you are working with or fighting with.
Bullmash believes art is able to reach more people than other forms of protesting.
The beauty of art, images, and spoken word poems and these songs is that it opens up people's ears.
While Bullmash uses art to reach others, it also helps them connect with themselves.
I will always need to make space to process these things that are happening in the world. I operate in a way that my processing mode is creation station, is making songs, poems, prints. I process through these works of art, and my art is my contribution.
Maylee Stokes also found that her artwork is influenced by the political and cultural context around her.
All art is political. In my art education, art is meant to be apolitical. It's meant to be very personal, but we're always making art within a particular context. I choose to look at the fact that all of my art exists within a cultural context. You can try to make art that's apolitical, and maybe it can be just sort of gently healing, but even that's political to me, you know? The politics of self-care, the activism of beauty, of creating beauty and surrounding yourself with beauty. But you're doing that in the context of a really horrifying world.
Recreating experiences through different artistic mediums also allows Stokes to find purpose.
I think it's also kind of a way to carry yourself from action to action, because these, they take a lot of energy, they take a lot of strength and cooperation, and that can be really draining, at least in my experience, even if it's also very hope building. And so actually, to me, my goal with art is to make art about the movements, about the high points in an activist movement, and allow that to carry you through the dark times in between those opportunities to act back. I'll be pondering, where do we find the power to
wake up? With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.